Yes, amen.
Be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. And we glad to see each and every one. Amen. Took time out of your schedule to be here. Sister Emily was on the train and she's able to be in the house of the Lord. We're certainly glad to have her here this night. Amen. Glad the Lord just working everything all right. Praise God. And we are thankful. We're thankful for His greatness. You know, I'm thinking tonight, the Lord gave me a mind tonight to deliver a message. And this message is on healing. Healing. Amen. I'm here to tell you, we all need healing. Healing of the body, healing of the soul, healing of the mind. Praise God. The Lord is a threefold. He can do it all. He can heal the body, He can heal the soul, and He can heal the mind. Now, I want to say, I take the Lord right at His word. I believe in faith. Praise God. Faith is really a central part of a Christian life. The definition of faith is the best definition we can use. Webster can't let us know about faith, but we can look in the word of the Lord. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And I want to say today, all this power God has, amen, and He wants to demonstrate His greatness in you and I. Praise God. You know, sometimes we just accept what goes on. You know, we may have some sickness and we'll just say, well, I had a stroke last week. Amen. Two days ago, I had a heart attack. I feel a migraine coming. We just don't just supposed to just, feel a migraine. We need to be rebuking the devil.
Right.
Amen. That migraine coming, we need to be calling on the Lord in the name of Jesus. Send this symptom back out of my body. Amen. Send it back to the pits of hell. Praise God. Amen. And you know, when things happen, we don't, sometimes we just cater it and just shield it. But we need to stand and denounce that devil.
Right.
Amen. He don't want nobody to live. He don't want nobody to prosper. He don't want nobody to make it. And he got to go. Praise God.
Amen.
And he going out of this tabernacle or this church or whatever you call it. Amen. He going out of here tonight.
Yeah.
Praise God. Because power, we're going to ask the Lord to send power. Praise God in your bodies tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. We ain't got to keep around here saying the same old thing. This is going on. That is going on. Amen. Let's say amen. Say, send it out of my life, Lord. Send it out of my body, Lord.
Amen.
Take it back to the pits of hell.
Amen.
Do you know sickness come from the devil?
That's right.
Amen. And sometimes we just accept it. We just, whatever happened.
Oh, there's another this. There's another that.
No, you said, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to send it back.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. Because we know what God can do.
Yes.
Sometimes we be sitting right in the mix of the congregation. Praise God. And in my congregation, I incorporated in our service. Amen. Come for prayer. Amen. Before we even start the service, before the service start going on. Let's rebuke the devil early. Praise God. We shouldn't be sitting around in the congregation just hurting and we in service and all this power God have. Come on, somebody. And we just sung the song, send the power down. Amen. And the power is here. Let's reach out and receive it through faith.
That's right.
Knowing that God can make you be a miracle.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. And we're living in a
time now where, and I want to speak on this as well, and this is kind of contribute to this way we think sometimes. You know, we live and I hear people saying, preachers say, you know, just one or two is getting saved and he's lasting every day. Just a one or two. We need to quit that. Amen. God got people that want to be saved. Amen. Numerous of people that want to be saved. Right here in Ashford, Alabama. Praise God. Right there in Miami. Right there in Durham, North Carolina. Amen. Let's don't talk that slack talk. God is ready and he's willing. Amen. To send this deliverance. Praise God. To each and each other. Praise ye the Lord. We don't have to sit around here. Amen. And just act like there's nothing going on over here. We just here to have a service, you know. We know nobody ain't going to come out. We pass some flyers and, oh man, that's people don't want this thing. Yes, they do. They do want to be saved. I do believe, I was telling Sister Clay not long ago, I do believe there's all people out there just like you and I. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, when the word was announced to us, we accepted it. We wanted it. Do you know there's folks out there that wants it? They want their lives changed. They want to be different. They want to be saved. They want the minds healed. They want their bodies healed. They want their soul healed. Amen. God is able. Praise God. Now you're looking at a man, not trying to boast them upon myself, but I'm just saying in the glory of God. You're looking at a man that done seen God heal all types of diseases. Praise God. Amen. I appreciate Paul and Peter and John and the rest of the brethren. Amen. And what happened to them. But I can tell you what I eyewitnessed. Praise God with these brown eyes. Ain't God good in this place? I can tell you what I saw, how God healed, and amen, and that just filled my faith. And I know God is still in the healing business. He ain't closed up shop, praise God. Amen. He don't have just working hours, amen, from 8 to 6 or 9 to 7 or whatever. He's open all the time. In the wee hours of the night, seems like that's when pain comes. Only thing you've got to do is call on the Lord. Yes. Praise God. Call on the Lord. Yes. Call on the saints.
That's right.
You ain't going to worry me. We preachers. Praise God. We are 24-hour, amen, 365 on call.
Yes.
Amen. You know how nurses and doctors on call? We are on call.
Yes.
Praise God. I tell my folks, you can call me anytime. Yes. Amen. I'm going to pick that phone up.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
I might can't. You know, I'm being sleepy. I might don't, sometimes might don't, my mind ain't just so fresh, but you keep talking. I'll rally out Jesus. Amen. Jesus can heal you. Jesus can save you. Jesus can make a way out of no way. Praise God. Do you need me to come over? Amen. Praise God. Some of those single women that say, yes, come over. I say, yes, me and my wife will be right over. Ain't God good in this place? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You got to use some wisdom when you win souls. Praise God. Amen. Yes, we'll be over and we shall pray for you. Amen. Amen. I've been around not as long as sister and brother and all. I've been around a good little while and I see some things that could have got me in some jams. Amen. But I had to always confide in the Lord.
Yes.
Before you do anything, you make sure that you're doing it in a right way, in a right manner.
That's
praise
right.
God, because you can get caught up in something that you don't want to be involved in.
Right.
Amen. The devil's cruel. The devil's quick. Yes. The devil's, he can have you in something that you don't want to be in. So that's why we have to follow his leadership.
Yes.
So I want to let you know through the word of God, and what God can do, the burden that he gave me tonight. And I'm glad most of us in here is saints of God.
Yeah.
Praise God. I was wondering, I said, well, there might be some folks in here need to be saved. But I know how the Lord, he can work that out too.
That's right.
Because the Lord can heal their soul.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Because you need some healing in here.
Yes.
But I'm so glad we're talking to the saints of God. Amen. Tonight to let you know, praise God. You got the victory in Jesus. Amen. Jesus is a healer. Praise God. I know. Amen. He is well able, saints. It's nothing too hard for God. You might feel that your sickness or your problem is so
so complicated. But I want to let you know it's just right for God. Amen. And I want you to turn. Let's turn our Bibles. We're going to read here now. Amen. We're going to read and see what the words say. Praise God. Amen. Acts. Let's go to Acts. Acts, the third chapter. And we want to read verses 1 through, praise God, 12. 1 through 12. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the what? Hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Praise God. Now, amen, there's this lame man, amen. They had quite a bit of folks like that in the Bible times. They go around these places, the business corners where they know people coming in and out, amen, and they're begging and asking for alms. They wanted some silver and gold, wanted some money because, praise God, they was in need. Praise ye the Lord. But the Bible says they was asking alms of them that enter into the temple. But who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked a alms. Yeah. The amen. So they saw Peter and John, the two preachers. Amen. They was asking for some quarters and dimes and nickels and dollars. Praise ye the Lord. But I'm so glad Brother John and Brother Peter, they had something more than money. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we think we need one thing, and we need the power of God. Yes. We need salvation. Yes. We need healing. So they was asking for quarters and dollars. But Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, and he said, look on us. Praise God. Amen. Look on us. Praise God. Not that they were so important, like look on us. I'm Mr. Big Stuff. No, that's what the thought that Brother John and amen and Peter, praise God, was trying to represent. But he just saying, look on us. We're men of God. We'll trust in the Lord. The Lord will provide for us. The Lord will work a miracle in your life. Amen. You might be asking for quarters and dimes and nickels, but that's not what you need. You need something greater. Praise God. So the Bible said, he said, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, praise God, expecting to receive something of them. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? Praise God. That's where sometimes we lose our blessing because we don't expect to receive. Amen. Amen. You got to realize God got it all. God can do it all. Yes. Amen. He wants you to expect to receive your greatness. Yes. He wants you to expect to receive your healing. Praise God. If you got high blood pressure, he wants you to expect that your blood pressure will be normal. Praise God. Yes. If your sugar numbers is on the all-time high, we got a God that can regulate it, yes. Amen, and bring it back to normal, amen, praise God. Right. But we must expect to receive, amen. Yes. Don't have no doubt. Knowing, Lord, I know if I pray, I know if I seek you, I'm expecting that you're going to come and work a miracle in my life. Right. You're going to come and heal me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Lord, come on, Lord. Penetrate your healing touch. Amen. Right here through my body. Amen. He will do it. Now let's see what the words say. Praise God. So he said he gave heed unto them. Amen. The beggar, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. Amen. Speaking in existence. Yes. Amen. The lame man was lame from his mother's womb. Yes. Won't able to walk.
But Jesus came to Peter and let Peter know. Just let them know. Expect to receive your greatness. Yes. And Peter spoke. And he said, rise up and walk. Yes. Praise God. Yes. That's what I want to tell to everyone today. I don't know your ailments. I don't know your problems. But I do know we got a big God that can do big things. Yes. Amen. I know we got a big God that can handle big problems. Amen. If your bodies need a touch, and the only thing you've got to do is call on Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. And he will what? Come to your rescue. Praise God. He'll save you little hospital bills. Praise God. Run into the specialist. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ, he's a specialist. He specializes in healing us to the utmost. Amen. He can work a miracle, but we must believe. Praise God. Now this man here, he's getting excited. Praise God. Amen. Now the preacher said, I don't have the quarters and nickels, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Praise God. I want you tonight, praise God, rise up and walk. Ain't God good? The Bible said, take up your bed and walk. Amen. Praise God. Get out that bed. Praise God and walk for Jesus. Yes. Praise ye the Lord. My mother, I want to say this right now. My mother had great faith. Sometimes her faith may got her in some trouble sometimes. Praise God, because when she prayed, praise God, she's like to see results. So amen. She knows what God can do. Praise God. And she did kind of like Peter and John did here. Amen, as we're going to read earlier. She just didn't just pray and leave you in the bed. To God be the glory. She said, now the Lord didn't heal you. Yes. You see, faith ain't how you feel. You might feel that you still, but faith is just knowing that whatever God said he's going to do, believe it and get up. Yes. Praise God. My mother assists them in getting up. Amen. Now let's walk. Wait. You say you ain't walked in a long time, but we're going to walk now. Ain't God good? Amen. You won't talking. You were dumb, can't speak. But you're going to speak now. Come on, somebody. Ain't going to nobody do it. Amen. Look at here. We got a live witness here. Praise God. I know what God did for sister. Amen. I saw with these big brown eyes too. Praise God. But I tell you what, that person that my mom did that, she called me later on. She told me, she said, well, you know, I know you have faith, but I didn't appreciate your mom picking, you know, raising me up. And Lord, she just wanted to stay in the bed. And guess what? And that's what she did. The majority of her life stayed in the bed. Amen. Till the old death and came to God. But I want to tell you, get out the bed.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Get out the bed. Yes. Praise God. Start walking for Jesus.
Yes.
Start talking for Jesus. Start, amen, having that active faith. See, faith ain't just doing nothing. Faith is doing something. Yes. Faith is walking out on nothing and falling on something.
Yes.
And that's Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He'll hold you up. He got you. Amen. He ain't going to let you fall.
Right.
He said he'll present you faultless.
Yes.
Hey, won't he do it?
Yes.
Amen. He will keep you. Praise God. Now look and see. If you don't believe it, the word will tell you. Man, the Bible said, and he took him by the right hand. He kind of did like my mother did. Amen. Peter took the lame man by the right hand. Praise God. And the Bible said, and lifted him up. And immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Praise God. He just didn't pray and just left him alone. But he raised him up. He lifted him up.
Yes.
And when he got lifted up, that's when the healing took place.
Yes.
That's when the strength came into the ankle bone. Amen. That's when he was able to walk. Praise God.
Yes.
So I'm talking to his preachers and pastors and amen, Bible believers, praise God. When you pray, have an active faith, praise God. Get up and exercise your greatness, praise you the Lord. Show people what God can do.
That's right.
Amen, I feel, amen, this need to be preached all over the nation, praise God. Because the Lord is still in healing business.
Amen. He still can do what he said he can do. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I'm excited tonight. Praise ye the Lord. And then this lame man is excited because the Bible said he's leaping. Praise God. He just didn't get up, but he said he's leaping up and stood and walked. Praise ye the Lord, and enter with them in the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Amen. Where's that praise tonight? Amen. Where's that praise tonight? Amen. You know the Lord doing something for you. You know he can do something for you. And we need to give him the praise. Praise God. The leaping and shouting and praising God. Amen. For his greatness and what he's doing for us. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise, amen. I know what God can do. He proven it. And the Bible said, and they knew that it was he who sat for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Amen. Folks couldn't really understand the greatness of the Lord. See, when the Lord worked, amen, that bring wonder. Everybody, amen, is amazed. Amen. That made headline. Yes. Praise God. That made the news. A man that was lame, couldn't walk from his mother's womb. Now he's walking, yes. Stood up and walking and praising God. Yes. Amen. It works, church. It works. Amen. We don't have to worry about what, you know, what happened. You know, sometimes people say, oh, that was the old time. It ain't happened today. Yes, it is. Yes. It's happened today. Yes. Amen. I said it's happened today. Yes. My mother didn't never boast about she had so much faith. She just demonstrated. Yes. Amen. In our community, she had the name as being, the preacher of the community. Amen. And when anybody gets sick, they will call on my mother, Sister Lennon. And I remember when two occasions that happened in my community. I remember there was a neighbor, next door neighbor here. Amen. A blind man. He wasn't able to see. Praise God. Blind stricken him. Amen. He was seeing, but blindness came. And his wife called my mother and said, Sister Lennon, I know you a woman of faith. See, one thing about when you got faith, folks know who to call. Oh, and they know where to call.
Yes.
Amen. They might not live right, but when they want to see the greatness of God, they knew my mother could get a prayer through. My mother went over there and prayed for that man. And it was right around Christmas time. And the gentleman said, Sister Lennon, if I just could see the lights on my Christmas tree, that'll be good. He said, if I can just get enough sight where I can see the lights on my Christmas tree. He said, if God can do that, you know what? I'm going to start going to y'all church.
My Lord.
And he was a Catholic. So my mother prayed for him. And about a week, or maybe 2 weeks, his wife called, and the gentleman's name was Eddie. She said, Sister Lennon, Eddie is seeing around the house.
Yes,
he's seeing the lights.
Lord.
He's seeing this. He's seeing that. My mother said, praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So she went back over there, and I went with her. And the man was just so amazed, and he was just thanking God.
Thank
he said, you know what? I'm coming to y'all church.
Thank the Lord.
But let me tell you what that man did. That man got full sight back. Not only to see the lights on the tree, but he was able to drive. And I remember he had a little Volkswagen. It made a lot of noise because it had the loud muffles. And we could tell when he got to go out of the driveway, we can hear when he come back in. But that man never put a foot in the church of God. Amen. He just passed by us and going where he want to go and doing what he want to do. But that's dangerous. When you vow a vow and break it, and you done said you're going to do something for God and don't do it, that's very dangerous.
That's right.
The Bible says better not even vow.
Yeah.
Amen. So that man, I think it was about a year later, he was rushed out in eternity.
My Lord.
Amen. Without a Savior. He had a massive heart attack. He didn't have time to call Sister Nana. The Lord shut him out of here. Amen. But I just want to show you the healing, what God can do. I witnessed that. I saw blind eyes open. There was another neighbor that had breast cancer. Amen. And she was getting ready to remove the breasts. And she called on Sister Lennon. Sister Lennon prayed. And the Lord healed her. She didn't have to lose the breast. Look at God. Amen. And that really just made her feel so great and so good. So my mother going around blessing everybody else. Then that old devil made a stroke happen to my mother, a massive stroke. Yes. You remember. Amen. Praise God. She was unable to move anything on her left side.
Yes.
Her lip was twisted to the right, but she was paralyzed from head to toe. Amen. And couldn't move anything. Praise ye the Lord. What you think she did? She prayed.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Prayed and asked the Lord to heal her.
Amen.
Put strength in my extremities and my legs and my feet and my arms, Lord. Praise God, she prayed. And then right after that, a revival took place, and Brother Woodrow Warren, he was evangelist. He came in that same week, and he had a revival, and he preached on healing like we're doing right now. And my mother was on a walk, and she was dragging that leg, couldn't holler me. I assist her to come and sit there at the altar. My dad, Brother Warren, and myself, we prayed for Sister Linda. I'm not talking about over a period of days. Instantly, she was healed right in that little church. Amen. That we that's why I didn't tear that church down. We built a bigger church, but that church is still in the inside of the big church. That's still my sanctuary. But right there, my mother was healed instantly.
Thank the Lord.
She was paralyzed, and now she's not paralyzed.
Yes.
She started walking. Mm-hmm. She had a walker when she came in, and she said, throw that out of here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And she walked out.
Thank the Lord.
Look at God.
Yes.
So I'm here to tell you, I know about what Peter and John talking about. Because I have experienced that in my time.
Yes.
I have saw blind eyes open. Strokes healed. Folks that couldn't even talk, speaking the dumb speak. I've seen this.
Yes.
I know what God can do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't doubt God.
Amen.
Don't think your case is so bad that it's too much for the Lord. But I'm here to tell you it's just right for Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The devil don't want you to hear this. The devil wants you to pity party and just and drag along all your life. But it's time to wake up and say, devil, you better get back.
Yeah.
And my mother numerous times, amen, that foot before she got healed, she dragged over there with that walker and she took her feet, that feet that she couldn't even, and she tried to pick it up. And she picked it up enough and she said, and she opened the door, amen, I've seen her do it this many times, and kicked.
Oh, yes.
And say, devil, get out of here.
Oh, right.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I tell you, when she came back, she was walking better. But see, you got to have the faith.
Yes.
If you got the faith, God has the power.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Right.
It's nothing. So I want us all, whatever your needs are tonight, let's believe and pray that the Lord can heal you to the uttermost. Amen. Because I know what he can do. Or you can sit there and just continue to suffer. Amen. Continue to not have faith and be living like that for a long time.
Yes.
But the Lord can heal immediately. The Bible said immediately strength came. Praise ye the Lord. He was healed and he was happy. He was happy. He started leaping and shouting. He started praising God. Yes. Praise you, the Lord. It brought wonderment all around the community. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Yes. And it said, and as the lame man which was healed, he held Peter and John. All the people ran together into them into the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? Praise God. Yes. So when you look, it ain't Peter, but it's the power of God. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Amen. And his power can do exceedingly abundantly above that we can ask or think.
Oh, that's right.
Amen. Praise God. Nothing too hard for God. The Bible say over here in Psalms 34:19. Amen. Let's see what that say. It said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. So I'm here to tell you, we pray into a deliverance God.
Yes.
Amen. It don't matter what your affliction may be. It don't matter what you're going through with. I know we all have many other afflictions of the righteous, but I grant you, the Lord can deliver us out of them all.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. He don't have to deliver you out of two or three, but he can deliver you out of all. Amen. The Bible said above all things, he want us to what? Prosper and be in what? Good health. That's right. Good health. As your soul doth prosper. Amen. He don't want you sick and can't hardly do nothing. Amen. We got to let the devil know. We got to kick him out. We got to let him know you going out of my life. Amen. I don't believe in you. I believe in the living God. I believe in a God that can do all things. Now let's turn over here to James, and we're going to close right there. James, praise you the Lord. James 5. James 5. Amen. All right, James 5, 13 and through 16. Praise ye the Lord. Asking a question. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Yes.
Is any among, is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church.
Yes.
Let them pray over him. Y'all got the oil in here tonight? That's all right. If you ain't, huh? You got it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Because that's part of the, amen. We'll read that again. It said, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. The elders, meaning the preachers, anyone that have faith in God and knowing that God can heal. It don't always have to be a preacher. Amen. And you, if you got the faith to know that the Lord can heal and send deliverance.
Amen.
The Bible said, let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
I hear an elder preaching, I forgot who it was, and it stuck with me. And he was saying, he was preaching on this scripture. He said, you wonder sometime why you don't get healed. Because you didn't do it God's way. This is instruction here to tell you how to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Some folks won't call the elder.
Yes.
Some folks won't call too many people. They'll sit in the house and suffer. Amen. They won't call nobody. Being a pastor, I have been in that case, and I come in, just the Lord just sent me over there, and they said, I've been here sick, and you didn't come to see me. I said, how did I know you were sick? You didn't call me. I didn't know. Certainly I would be here, and I'm glad I'm here now. But amen. But let's do like the word say. The word say, call
That's right.
for the elders.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. You can't blame the elder because he didn't come because he was unaware. So if we do it God's way, things will work.
Yes.
But a lot of times we want to do it like we want to do it.
Right.
I ain't calling nobody. They're just supposed to know. They're just supposed to come and visit. You know, the folks have all types of mind concepts, but we got to do what the Lord said.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, if you're sick, if any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And then let the elders pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I know the Lord will bless without the oil. Sometimes you might don't have it. You be somewhere and you need to pray. And the Lord, he still do heal. Amen. But church, you know, we always have oil available. So when sick come, we can anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, the Bible said. And the Lord shall raise him up. Huh? Amen. Not leave him in the bed, but he shall raise him up.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And he's a twofold God. He can save you and he can heal you.
Amen.
He can heal you and he can save you.
Amen.
He said, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
God.
Look at God. That's my God. Amen. Praise God. He can heal you and save you. Praise God. He can heal the soul. Like I said, he can heal the soul. He can heal the body. He can heal the mind. It don't matter what your condition may be tonight. Amen. He can do it all. Praise God. We're not praying to a God that have no power. We're not praying to a God that have no strength. We're praying to an almighty God, a God that can do all things. Now even he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, amen, that ye may be healed.
Oh, yeah.
Now I like this. It said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. It just don't mean man, it means woman, boy, girl, or whoever, amen. But I like this, but you got to be effectual and fervent, meaning that when you pray, you see results.
Yes.
Amen. And when you see results, it's because you're living right. You got faith in God.
Yes,
amen. Just like Peter and John. When he touched that lame man got lifted up. Praise God. And Brother Peter, John took him by the hand, that right hand, and raised him up. And then he began to praise God. He began to walk and talk. But he didn't leave him in the bed now. So I want you to think about that. He got him up.
Yes.
And that's when the blessing came.
Yes.
That's when he began to shout.
Yes.
That's when he began to rejoice. That's when he began to glorify God.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Praise you the Lord. Depend and rely on your prayer. Praise
yes.
God. When you pray, you just know results supposed to take place.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So then it said, and the prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So I thank the Lord tonight for this healing message. Amen. And we want to take the time to pray for anyone that feel that they need a touch from Jesus. He's here one more time in Asheville, Alabama. Amen. He's passing through here. Amen. And whatever you need, I want to tell you, God can supply. Praise God. Amen. God can do all things. Sister, you can come right here. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you, we're going to sing this song here tonight. And I want you all can sit just where you are. We don't have a lot of room in here, but we've got enough room to get healed. Amen. Only thing we need is a touch.
Amen.
I want to say to these seats up here. These seats right here. If you don't need prayer tonight, let's relieve those seats there, please, for somebody to come and sit. Amen.